Okay, perfect. So, tell me where you're at. I don't know if you've got my email that I was looking on your website and trying to get a little bit of legwork ahead of time. So, kind of catch me up and tell me where you're at since the Hush Hush event.
Oh, let's see. Where am I at? Pretty much, since the Hush Hush event, I have really just been focusing on product sales. I have been building my Amazon business. I have not focused on team building or really developing myself. But I'm kind of at that point where I need to bring the whole package together. And so I'm, interviewing mentors. And one thing to tell you, I have a medical condition that causes, it's essential tremor. It causes my voice to shake.
I take
medical treatments. I just had a Botox treatment a week ago, and so it's causing this whisper, and my voice is actually reacting a little bit different this time because it's kind of completely cutting out occasionally. So forgive me, but that's what's happening.
Oh, I can actually understand you fine. So yes, I remember. So tell me a little bit about, you know, I noticed that you've got the Power Bio information. Do you have a bio currently or a media kit together?
I worked actually this weekend. It just so happens that the team that I belong to for my Amazon stuff, I'm part of their leadership group, and we had our launch, and my team leader asked me for a bio. I go, well, I'll be darned, I need to create one. So I put together one just real quick for that. So I have a short one.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about where you want to be. I know you were talking about a book. Where is it that you want to be? Or you're trying to go.
I don't need to, but one of my joys in life is developing and coaching others. And so that is what the side of the business that I want to try and develop for myself is a coaching business. And part of that is difficult in my mind because of my medical condition. I don't like speaking in public.
Okay. So you're thinking you want to do a coaching business. Is it around business in particular? Is it around the Amazon? Is it around? Tell me what you're thinking as far as your ideal client.
It's not necessarily around Amazon. It's more in really developing people to get over their fears of taking action, of just most of the people on my team, and I've got a small team, but they all have some level of adversity that they have had to overcome. And I've had to overcome, you know, adversity after adversity. And so that's what the type of person that I see, you know, reaching out to.
That's great. Yeah, that's a much needed adversity. Could be a divorce. It could be a
single,
you know, loss of job, health. It could be so many different things that cause adversity.
I've been through it all. You know, I've been through it all. I've been through the bankruptcy. I've been through the foreclosure. I've been a single mom raising my daughter since she was six. I've been through, you know, the medical issues that hold you back from doing things. You know, but I've still managed to put my daughter through college. I still managed to create this business. And that's, you know, what I feel I can help others do.
That's great. That's great. So have you, tell me a little bit about your team and what you're missing or what they're bringing to the table. Just so I can get a little bit of understanding of kind of your dynamics of how everybody's supporting you.
How they're supporting me.
And, yeah.
You know, they're doing their own thing, which is what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's, in a way, that's how they're supporting me. I that's where my support is.
So do you have kind of, is this, so when we look at Media Magic, you know, what I do ideally is I work with people on kind of celebritizing themselves, having them, you know, whether it be helping people understand who you are and what you're doing and why they should pay you what they need to pay you, you know, as far as individual customer to business. Also, if you are looking at, I know you said you don't want to speak. I don't know if that's one of the things that you want to break through. Either way, even if it's just online to generate clients, it's how to really tap into that publicity aspect of it and also position yourself as an authority figure. You know, getting you out to the masses. And so usually, now did you get the Media Magic book or have you gotten any of my program?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so you got the Media Magic book. Did you get the program too?
No.
That's you did. Okay. So, in the Media Magic program, you know, we go through all of the details of creating the press kit, creating the power bio. I even bring in a branding expert. I even bring in a public speaking expert, a social media expert, also a language expert, because a lot of times what's kind of stopping us from attracting what it is that we want is just communicating in a way that speaks and benefits or is magnetic. So in the program, I literally take you step by step by step of, developing your media kit and who you are. And I've gotten, lots of feedback from people that have, because I have, I have all these other experts in there. I'm big on, being an expert in your field, but just like you said, you have a team. It's like I found, in order for me to go where I wanted to go, a branding expert was awesome. A social media expert was awesome. A public speaking expert. And these are all individuals that I've worked with personally that gave their content to be a part of the program. So it's really, really valuable. I've had people say it affects other aspects of their business other than just, the publicity and free press. So I don't know if you remember kind of anytime I'm working with people that have some of that breakthrough stuff, it's a little near and dear to my heart because I had a moment in my life where I lost everything. I lost my health. I lost, my home. And I'm a really big advocate of creating remarkable moments in spite of your situation. How to really be happy no matter what. So right. This is great. Are you doing coaching clients right now? It sounds like this is kind of in the works and a new thing that you want to do.
No, it's pretty much new, and I haven't decided to whether to do actual coaching or with my Amazon stuff. It's a MLM. It's BS Domination. And I can build my team through that. And so it's, and I've got that option, is just to build my brand versus my sponsor's brand.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate, as I'm sure you remember, of building your own brand.
And this weekend, we just launched our new team, and I mentioned getting her the bio for me, because I'm part of her leadership. But what I was doing was building her, and that's part of why you came back to me, and I wanted to contact you. Is okay? Yes, this. My sponsor is a phenomenal mentor. I love her to death. But is now the time for me to be building Judy? Or is it okay to, stay just as a leader under her? I don't know.
I think you always make money when you build your own brand. You always make more money. You attract more people. The people that are on stage, people that are in the, I leverage working with other people to build my bio, but it definitely, the people that are in front of people are the ones that make the most money.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, so but it's not for everybody. I mean, they only, what I found and what I've heard is really only 20% of people is that in their personality type or what they want to do. And so maybe there's other ways of doing it. I know people that run companies and you have no idea who they are, and they make tons of money. you don't even know that they exist because they're branding and marketing and celebritizing their business as opposed to them.
I can make all the money I want just from the product side. And I can do that. But it is so in my nature to help people. It is there. And so, but, by golly, if I'm going to be helping them, I'm going to get something out of it, too.
Yeah. Great. Well, I definitely, you know, one of the things that I would, you know, suggest you do is go through and you know, first thing going through the program is developing that power bio. Initially, actually, when you go through the program, the first thing we talk about is creating the vision. I take you through a process of you know, getting clarity on the vision of what is it that you want to accomplish, where is it that you want to go with the publicity. And for you, it's like if you're not comfortable with public speaking, then you know, you want to figure out, do I want to focus my energy on getting comfortable with that, or do I want to focus my energy on creating a business model that I work with? There's no right or wrong at all. You can make it work and become, I mean, I know people that just do consulting via email. So, you know, there's just so many different ways to create it. So the first part in the program is going through, you know, that vision board, kind of getting clear on what it is that you want to do. And then we start pulling together your power bio, how to really make that stand out so that when you hand it to a client or you hand it to, a joint venture partner, or you hand it to somebody in the media, that they're going to actually pay attention. You know, they're going to go, okay, wow, this is somebody I want to know. This is somebody that I could work with and at least see you for that bright, shining light that you are. So that's where the bio comes in, really powerful. And then we start working with the press releases and the and when you start going through this type of marketing program, you do start looking at things like your brand, like how am I communicating on my website? How am I communicating on in my emails? With languaging, this affects everything that you're doing so that it can become magnetic to the clients that you want to attract. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go into the book, I actually work with clients to where they start pre-selling the book and helping fund the book while they're doing the book.
Right.
So that's a whole other really powerful tie-in with you know, using a book to even leverage your publicity, you know, your publicity and expertise at a higher level too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Jen.
Yeah. So, tell me, you know, where do you want to be in six months from now? Are you, you know, so I know you have lots going on with your business. If we, you know, were to spend the next 3 to 6 months together, what would you like to have accomplished, or where would you like to be?
Well, right now, I work a full-time job that I want to really be out of. I want to be really, I want to be in a position where I've got my products taken care of my bills, and so I can have fun with my family and just pursue helping others that that I find really need assistance. And that isn't everyone. That isn't everyone, because if you can't show me that you want it bad, I don't want to help you. But yeah, there is definitely a group of people that I want to help.
Okay. Yeah, and it sounds like you're in a little bit of a, you know, you want to transition from your job into doing the coaching and helping other people. So you probably need a little bit of help with developing that business structure and that business model. Do you have any mentors or coaches for that?
No. No.
Okay.
And that's kind of been one of my problems in life, period, is a lack of mentors. And I've realized, and that is kind of the funny thing, is joined Empower Network, which has to be one of the most fly-by-night organizations I've ever run across. But through them, I have learned some really good life lessons, one of which is find mentors. And I'm looking. And I have a phone call with a lady this evening who might fill that role.
Great. Well, I have, I have a few different things that I, you know, obviously we're talking about the marketing, but I have a few contacts that I can connect you with. One in particular that just does strategy sessions for people, and no charge. He gives you like an hour of his time, and he's been my mentor for I think 2006 was when I met him, and really created a roadmap of that ultimate vision for where I was going and what I was doing, and he gave me a lot of great contacts. So it's been awesome to have him on board. And so what I do when I work with people is, first I have them get my program and go through my program,
mm-hmm.
the Media Magic program. And then from there, once they've gotten the program, I have two options. One is a group coaching, a 3-month program, and then one is an individual coaching, 3-month program. So depending on, their needs, their goals, where they're going, and their budget, then we figure out what's best for them. In the group coaching, by the time we get to the third month, you will have press releases, you'll have your power bio done, you'll have some elevator pitches, you'll have a lot of clarity on your language. You'll be a part of a nice community of others that are, that are going through
mm-hmm.
the same thing. But the third month, you will be contacting the media. So it's really powerful to actually, in that 3-month process, have your whole kit developed. And
okay.
then with the one-on-one, I work with people on all kinds of levels. It could be business strategy. It could be, the free publicity and whatever aspects that they need. I even help people raise capital, developing their one-pagers or developing their marketing and also their language around raising capital. And with that, you know, obviously I open up my Rolodex and get on board with helping them accomplish what they need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And with the group program, it's usually about 2 hours, you know, hour and a half, but I always tell people to allot a couple of hours for the hangout, so that we can, you know, really, really dive in. And I always make myself available to work and coach and help people with whatever's going on during the process. So if I have to stay after, I'll do that. Just mm-hmm. letting you know. I don't get off until everybody's done. You know, so that part, you still get that attention, but with the one-on-one, it's really diving in, and, you know, I'll look at things with setting goals of where are your revenues at now, and how do we get them to where you want to be, and start really basing things upon, because what I found in business is that you can really plan it and do things strategically. Especially with marketing and things like that. So you can really go, okay, I'm going to focus on this event or this launch or this product. And with the marketing and going, okay, on, you know, week one, I'm going to contact these people and get in this publicity. And I may only get one picked up out of the 10, but then this week I'm going to work on this. And so really, through a strategic plan, you can start seeing real tangible results. Because I'm big on, I've had a lot of mentors and I've got a lot of advice, but at the end of the day, I'm really about getting those tangible results and setting those clear goals so that we accomplish them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, so that at the end of the day, you can go, wow, I got, you know, on this radio show and I had... You know, now I've mapped out all my packages for my programs. Or, you know, again, we sit down and kind of figure out what's the next 90 days of where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best use of my time and energy. But, again, I'm very focused on revenue. Again, it's all with heart and, you know, making sure that it's win-win. So there's not any of that. But at the end of the day, when somebody hires me, I want that investment to have a return.
Well, yeah.
So, let me tell you where the package is so that you have this. Are you on Facebook or email now to where I can send this to you and you can look it up?
I'm not at my computer, but
okay.
I can get to it fairly quick. Later. Okay.
I'm trying to find your email again. Do you mind giving it to me?
It's beauty@bestwaytoworkathome.
Okay, and I was also looking at your website. And it didn't, can you tell me a little bit about what I looked at it on my phone and it didn't seem to have much there?
Oh, the CNL Legacy Best. Hold on. Way to work at home.com. Yeah, I don't use the website yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to just get a heads up on what you're up to, and so is that something that you're wanting to use in the future, or is the business okay without? You know, some people don't need a website.
For now, I don't really need a website.
I'm about to reveal to you a loophole that can generate you paying income from home.
Well, okay, this is why it didn't come up on my phone. All right.
Oh.
So it just says DS2 domination. This
what?
Is it, right?
What?
The best way to work at home?
What did you type in?
BEST?
No.
W-A-Y.
For what? The website?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not my website. That's just the email. My actual website is C, the letter C, and L, legacy.com. So C-A-N-D-L, legacy.com. So Candle Legacy, is that right? No, it's C for Colton, yeah, and A-N-D, word, L for Lily, which is going to be my granddaughter when she's born, legacy.com. And Colton is my grandson. Okay, so I'm not getting it, www.candlelegacy, or E-C-Y, A-C-Y, right? That's why, okay. Okay. Yeah, because right now, with the email that you're using, that's not. How do I turn that off? Oh, that's just the one that I gave you. I have an email that goes to that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
How do you turn off the sound?
I don't know. Go to the next
thing. There we go.
Right. Okay, perfect. Yep, here's your bio. Yeah, this is what I was looking for. Yes, I remember that beautiful face.
That beautiful smile.
Yeah, so great. Yeah, when you get the program, then we can look at what, you know, what's the best way. I mean, which one sounds best for you, more of the group or the one-on-one?
Are you asking?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, most people do the group just because it's more reasonable price. And then they're able to get kind of through creating the whole press kit and contacting the media. So they get a lot accomplished. Yeah, and the group right now, and I don't know, so the group right now is $1,000 a month for 3 months. I'm doing a 50% off, and it's just paid, you know, just paid monthly. I'm doing 50% off right now until I get this, you know, this next class and stuff filled up. So it's only $500 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, and then with you, I would want to. Whatever program you go into, I definitely want to connect you with the business mentor that I work with. I'd love to schedule a strategy session with you guys, just to hear what he thinks about what you're doing, and after he reviews your website, because there could be some stuff that you take from it, some gems to incorporate into your bio or incorporate into your, you know, your vision of attracting clients. This is actually, you've got some big names in your bio, which is one of the things I always look at. Meaning Amazon and, eBay. So you're just leveraging some bigger names.
Mm-hmm.
Also the fact that you're a public accountant.
Yep.
Shows that you like the numbers.
So there's some neat things that we could do to kind of spruce this up, but there's also some real gems here, too.
Did you start going through the 12-step process?
Okay, yeah, that's
not exactly so. I wrote them down, but I had to create the other one very quickly, so I just did it pretty much on the fly.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, it's great. It's better to have something than nothing. And so when you go through those
steps, I have to admit, I was talking with a gentleman here at work, and one of the other ladies was talking about being at a job interview, and there was some guy talking about running a marathon, and he apparently was an All-American in college, and he thought it was nothing. And I'm going, George, you need to have that on your resume. And he thought that was nothing. And I'm going, no, you need to have that on your resume. And I'm sitting there taking that just from what I read or heard from your 12 steps, and I'm going, oh my God. So, anyway, it was funny.
Yeah, it's always, I love when we're able to pull together people's past and just make them shine. Because
that was part of my coaching desire. Because I was sitting there taking the little bit of information that I learned from you and trying to give it to him. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I operate. But I just have to figure out how to make money from it instead of giving it away.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is just setting up your, I mean, from what I'm seeing here, it looks like you've got the products, you've got some products here. Yeah, I mean, you've got stuff here to sell.
I have a line of makeup brushes in production, getting ready to be shipped in from China and sent in to Amazon that are going to be absolutely gorgeous. So that's my shining glory as far as products go. So I'll have product. So now it's a case of turning to me, making me a product.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fairly simple. I mean, there's different ways of going through it, but it's all about developing the packaging. You know, developing that package of you. Having you know, and even in the beginning, it sounds like you have some testimonials that you can probably pull from too.
Yes.
From people that you've helped in the past?
I think so. They don't have big numbers yet. I don't have big numbers. So
I think that's okay. I think that there's other ways of focusing. I mean, anytime you have numbers, that's ideal. But I think there's other ways of leveraging things to where it could be saying, you know, I'm a part of BS Domination, and you don't even have to say this name, but we have X amount of, you can use numbers from other things that you're associated with. And when you get testimonials, it could be things like, she made it very simple and easy. Or I was stuck, in a rut, and she helped me break through to where, you know, before I had this going on, and now I'm doing this in my life. So there's some ways to really tie in to develop that media kit. I keep calling it media kit press kit because it's, you know, I use media and press kit for everything. I mean, even when I'm looking at a client and I put together like a custom proposal for a big company, I send them my bio, I send them testimonials, I send them the proposal. You know, I send them a media kit, me and the press. So it's a similar thing with you, because when you do that, and that's kind of my story. I mean, I went from a average paid consultant to a higher paid consultant once I could actually show people what I was capable of with words and with my marketing.
Yeah.
And if you compare me to other people, it's like, there are people that have had way bigger success in publicity than me, and that. However, there is a way to take Judy what you've accomplished and what you've done and who you are, you know, as an accountant, and that to leverage that.
Okay.
And they didn't have any business experience, and so we developed really leveraging and working with what they had accomplished and languaging it so that it helped them get, you know, he got booked on the Michael Drescher show. We did some wonderful stuff with him just by creating that power bio and the media kit. So any questions? What would be kind of some action steps that you're able to leave with or take home from this? And are you, you know, I'm sending you the email to the packets right now.
Okay.
The link for that, so you can go ahead and get started with that. That will walk you through, you know, everything. There's hours of video. It's, you know, step by step, do this. And you'll also get a workbook to be able to go through as you're developing this and such.
Okay. Good. I'll look out for that. And as I said, I've got a phone call with the lady tonight. And I will get back with you by tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me know if you have any other questions with this. So with you, you know, one just to kind of recap, I would take some time to go through the Power Bio step and look at kind of where, if there's some things that you can do to pull that together. Also, if you can find a business model that you like you're talking about the coaching, it's like, okay, I want to coach, I want to do it on the phone, or I want to, you know, looking at what is that business structure that you want to do so that we can start building the breakthrough, breakthrough strategies coaching business around that. Because that is where you're going, right? The breakthrough strategy coaching?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And probably developing products around that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. So just getting, you know, clarity on what it is that you want to create and how much time you can do that. Because right now with the transition, you know, if you're going from one business to another, you also want to look at the plan of how, you know, how much money do I need to leave my job? And what is the strategy to be able to leave my job? Okay, I need, you know, if I charge, let's say, $300 an hour, how many clients do I need to get in a week to be able to supplement my income?
Mm-hmm.
So have you actually sat down and looked at some of that?
No.
Or developed a business plan or anything around that?
I have not.
Okay, yeah, so we may want to look at more of the one-on-one coaching, where basically I'm just with you.
However, and I can tell you my product line should replace my income.
Is it close to doing that?
I don't have it marketed yet. I don't have a moon product. I mean, they're not at Amazon. But the product that I have on tap should replace my income.
Okay, so do you want to focus on the products to get them to be supplementing the income first?
That's all done through DS domination. So I don't think I need help there. I need help with me.
With branding you. Okay. Yeah.
With me.
Yeah, kind of where you want to go. Like right now you're doing the products to get things going and you know how to do it, but
I love doing this product research stuff. That I love. But I need to get me noticed. Me. And whether that ultimately ends up creating a bigger team in DS domination or supplemental coaching on the side, that is what I haven't figured out.
Okay. Yeah, and that's where that visioning process kind of getting clear on what it is you want to do. And you may do both, you know, to say, okay, I'm going to spend X amount of time building this.
and
X amount of time building that. So,
yeah. So, okay. Well, I mean, great fruit. For what you're sending, and like I said, I'll get back with you by tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye, Judy.